It's not unusual for a winery to lose a portion of their crop. Usually, they can expect a loss of 10 to 20% each year. But after wildly fluctuating temperatures this spring, Philippe Cocard of Wellersheim Winery says they have lost much more. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. He says no wine sales will be affected this year as the harvest is done 1 year ahead of time. But next year, there won't be any of their estate wines available.
April 16, April 17, snow event. We had rain before that. The buds were a quarter of an inch big, so we call that bud swell. And we had rain, we had snow, they were waterlogged, nice plump full of water. Then the temperature on Monday noon dropped down to 27, and then on Tuesday morning it dropped down to 23. And everything turned into nice little ice cubes, and it basically froze the entire bud. So on the early budding cultivar, and most of our reds right here on 30 acres are early budding reds, and we lost 80 to 90% of the crop, and the whites being later budding a cultivar, meaning that the buds were a lot smaller, a lot tighter. So most of the whites did a lot better than the reds.
So does this affect this year's wine sales or next year, or how far out does that affect? And does it affect the prices?
No, it doesn't affect the price. Yes, we run a business, but it's not about taking advantage of a situation. It's never been us. We've been in business 50 years. Doing what we do. It is not the first time it happened. It's unfortunately going to happen again. And it's not affecting this year's, right now, the supply that we have, but it will affect 2024 supply. We buy a lot of grapes in New York State, Washington State, but the wines that are made from the grapes grown right here on the estate, I cannot replace those grapes. So it's affecting mostly three red wine. Unfortunately, our flagship red called Domaine Reserve, and then the Domaine du Sac and the Ruby Nouveau, we won't have any of those for sale in 2024. So that's the tough part.
So how does this affect then the rest of your operation? How are you kind of changing your business model to be able to handle this loss?
In the vineyard, it's a lot of rethinking and sometimes retraining of some vines. We have, right now, if you come see the vine right now, say, well, what is he talking about? I see a lot of green. Yes, you see green, but you don't see fruit. And so we have a lot of shoots that are popping from everywhere underneath the bark along the top of the vine. And some tops don't look the best, so we might have to retrain them. Take a shoot from a foot below the top, and in anticipation of the top dying, then we have to retrain the top. So it's nothing new, but it's going to be a lot more of that. So actually, we started what we call suckers, selecting the one we want to keep. And it's going to be a lot of that the entire summer.
How long will it take to recover these vines that were lost?
So that might take a couple of years. It won't be an instant fix. September 24 will look a lot better than September 23. But it might take until harvest 2025 to have a sense of normalcy. Like, okay, it looks the way it's supposed to. What bothers me is how do we deal with that in the future? So next year, we were going to replant 1 acre of one of the grapes that froze badly, and I changed the plan. I talked to the nursery supplier in New York State and asked if we could swap our order for something else, because there's no point of adding insult to injury and replanting exactly the same. So we'll go with a different cultivar that buds a little bit later, which I'm fine doing that. The issue for us is the spring getting warmer earlier. So the buds are pushing early, and then we get a cold snap. That's the big issue. Even with all the equipment we have to battle the frost, this one we couldn't do anything with it.
You mentioned you've experienced something like this before. Has it been to this extent?
Nope, never. You know, I've seen 40% loss. I've seen a 50% loss, but not a 90 or 80 or 90% loss of the crop. I've never seen that in my life. Yeah, I've been here 39 years and never seen that.
So then what are you going to take forward from this experience now? Anything that you've learned that you're going to start implementing in the future years to help prevent this?
Little by little, where we have a chance, switch to a different cultivar. But that doesn't happen every year. You know, I mean, the vineyard is planted for 40 years, 30 to 40 years. So there are a couple of fields that they don't look the best. They were planted 32, 35 years ago. They're coming to an end. Well, we will not replant those with the same cultivar. We will go to a different one. Otherwise, I mean, delaying the budding, there is nothing we can do in regard to that. That is strictly the warm spring are very worrisome for us.
So did you have to use crop insurance or a business insurance coverage on this? Can you take me through what that process looked like?
We do have crop insurance. We walk through with the adjusters, couple local guys, and so they understand, you know, where the fruit is coming from, on which shoots and so on. The vines have what we call primary buds and secondary buds and so on. So kind of explaining to them, and we have records of how many tons per acre of which field for the last 25 years. So the payment is based on what we will not be harvesting. So, I mean, you know, a typical field at 4 or 5 tons to the acre, there's one field I don't even know if there's 500 pounds. There's some fields I don't even know if it will be worth putting the machine to pick the grapes. There's just nothing there.
Have you heard of other growers in the area having these same issues?
Yep, a couple guys growing the same grapes that we do. I've had the same issue at New York State. The Finger Lakes area got wiped out. There are many vineyards in the Finger Lakes area that also lost 70-80% of their crop, and they were much further along, so that's even a bigger loss for them because they won't have the time to secondary fruit, secondary buds to come, so that's worst yet. But it's nothing fun. Right now I'm just happy to see the green on the vine, so we have pruning wood for the future. That's about all I'm concerned with.
This has obviously affected your yield, but how does this loss affect your overall bottom line?
Oh, it's going to be a dent. I mean, number-wise, easily $100,000 that we won't be making. What bothers me is that we have to work the rest of the year. We cut half of the fertilizer down, but we still have to spray the weeds. We still have to spray for fungus. We still have to pay the vineyard crew. It might even cause more work to retrain some of the stuff. So it's a loss. There's no question about that.
Is there anything else that you would like the public to be aware about you going through this, how you're growing from it, moving forward, and to make sure they still come and support you?
Oh, and that's the big key. You know, I just like our biggest message is drink local, support local producers. You know, being a cheese, beer, wine, tourism, crops, fruit, veggie and fruit stand along the road. Go local as you can, anytime you can.
That was Philippe Cocard, owner of Wollersheim Winery. Be sure to visit them and stock up on the estate wines before they're gone and continue to support your local growers. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.